So you're a philosopher? You're a philosopher?
Yes.
You're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 Yes.
You're a philosopher?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So you're a philosopher?
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
Yeah. How y'all doing? Philly Phil on the microphone here. Once again, we are back in the section. It's been a little while. A little time has passed. But we back. I got my overseeing engineer. We back in the section, hooking it up. And welcome to the philosophy. And I am your host for the evening, Philly Phil. And as always, that's Philly Phil spelled with an F. Because philosophy is spelled with an F. And that's how we do it here on DCP Radio. So, welcome, welcome. Late night. We got a great show lined up as usual. And those who know, we've been doing this for a while. We've kind of been back and forth. And we're back in effect. So, we're going to give it to you. The topic for the evening is a hip-hop question. A culture question. It has to do with most of us that have grown up in hip-hop. We've actually grown up and seen a lot of things that have happened over a period of time. And it comes a time when you have to use hindsight. They say hindsight is 20/20. And so we're doing a hindsight look back in a way that we can enlighten ourselves a little bit to say what we did right, and what we may have did wrong, or some of the things that you learned along the way. Now that we're older, we have to shed some light on that. And there's a lot of examples about that. So the question of the evening is, was hip-hop unhealthy? Was hip-hop unhealthy as a culture, as a community, as a family? And we're going to talk about some of the things that might be associated with the way that we portrayed and made money and all the things that we did when we were younger. We're looking at it from a hindsight point of view. And I'm not bashing hip-hop. I am hip-hop. I love hip-hop. But as a person that's been in it for over 40 years, we're just looking at a perspective. And so it's kind of like a hip-hop oracle that we're looking at. And it's questions. We're inviting people to call in and give your opinion. The call-in number is 914-205-5568. You can give your perspective. Real quick, just the overview. The aspect of, well, let's do it this way. Well, what was the question that we have out there, Overseer? Do we want to just give the question and then see what their responses are? Okay, we'll do that. We're going to ask the question and then let you guys answer, and then I'll give my opinion, because I don't want to taint anybody's answers. You guys tell me, and then I'll tell you what I think. In the meantime, shoot, we got to get caught up, people. Family, we got to get caught up a little bit. Man, we've got to cover some topics real quick on some of the things that have been going on. Like, shoot, we need to talk about Obama and how he's just knocking cats out the box. Real quick about the whole healthcare issue and the gay marriage issue. I mean, Obama is just flipping the script on the Republicans everywhere that they turn. As you know, we got a so-called Republican-leaning Supreme Court. And on the two major issues of Obama's campaign, the Republican-leaning have gone with him. And so the Republicans is like just tripping, like, how the hell can that happen twice? Obama's just smooth, you know. He kind of just shipped. That's how he got it in there in the first place. He kind of shipped. Every time they think they got him backed up against the wall, he doing them little smooth brother moves, you know what I'm saying? Like you just slide to the left or slide to the right, and somebody running after you. Like it's kind of like them cheetahs going after a gazelle. I used to watch like old school, I think it was, what's it called? Not United Kingdom, Jacques Cousteau. Jacques Cousteau or Wild Kingdom or something. And it always showed the cheetahs running after a gazelle. And just before the cheetah be gaining on, and just before the cheetah get ready to pounce, the gazelle do a little left flank, and the cheetah just fall all over the place. That's my analogy of what Obama's doing to the Republicans. just flanking them every time. Yeah, so, shoot. And there's more to come. I mean, he's supposed to be in his lame duck years, and he's making legacy still. And so big ups to him. And then real quick, we want to kind of just shout out to Serena Williams. We definitely got to get that update. She's at, I think, 20 majors now, and she's in the Wimbledon finals, and this will make 21. And just to give you a quick update, she's four behind Steffi Graf. Steffi Graf was back in 1988, one of the baddest females in the games, and Serena's already knocking on her door now. So we congratulating her. And she's knocking cats out the box, too. So she's representing for the USA. So we got to give her a shout-out. And, shoot, in the last maybe but not least, we got to give – I'm a basketball guy, so we got to give props to the Golden State Warriors for winning the NBA championship. And LeBron and them come in a close second. LeBron has been balling, y'all. He has been balling. And so – just trying to give you a quick update on some of the things, but we don't have a lot of time, so we're going to get back into our topic when we get back from the break. I guess, did we get any answers yet? Did we get any answers over here? Because if we got some answers, what we'll do is we'll come back from the break. Yeah, I guess it's time to get our minds right, and then we'll come back and answer questions and see who answers the question and see what we come up with, and then we'll get into our topic. All right, so we'll be right back.
Need a head job? Listen to my philosophy.
You're gonna get your mind right.
Gonna get my mind right, boy.
And I mean right. Oh, come on!
Philosophy.
His mind ain't right.
The philosophy.
Some men you just can't read.
We fail.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
A head job.
Which is the way he wants. Well, he gets.
Listen to the philosophy. It's Billy Bill every Thursday night at 8 p.m. on thechosen.org.
You got your mind right.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the philosophy. I'm your host, Billy Phil. And it's time. It's time for the evening to flame on, to get into character, to get into the business of what we're talking about. Was hip-hop unhealthy? Are we having some technical difficulties? You said that the songs might not. Let me know, because I'm looking at the screen here, and I'm not sure what you mean by that, overseer. But we do have an answer. Somebody actually said, no, rap is not healthy. Someone kill rap music. Okay, look. We invite anybody to email and give your perspective. But, you know, that's kind of silly. I mean, killing rap music, we're not talking about it from that perspective. What we're talking about is the aspect of, I see it as two parts. I see that there's a literal aspect to hip-hop that we use terms and words to exploit certain things, literal meanings. Like, we always talked about things being fat, and we changed it from F-A-T to P-H-A-T, but it was still fat. And big things like big cars, big clothes, you know, big hair, big booties, and women like big poppers, you know, rims, 24-inch, 26-inch rims, right? Right? Big watches, you know. I still got a big watch, you know. And then what about the Cassells? The Cassells, I think the Cassells probably, I don't know who made them, but they were big oversized glasses, you know. Those are the ones that Run DMC used to wear. You know, the big gazelle. But that's really what it is. It's a literal thing that we take things so literal in the black community that we take those things and run with it. And then we sometimes look kind of silly because we got all these big things. And so did that make us become big because we want to morph into what we're, the words that we're using? So we had different aspects of people saying, well, big is cool. Big booty is cool. And so now, years later, you have people dying from being overweight. You have people dying overweight and big. And so the question is, had we have changed the perspective a little bit, would that have possibly helped us along the way? We know, because we do everything big, and we actually go into where we're in competition. And once we get into competition as black folk, we're basically off to the races. Big timers. They said big cars, big clocks. I remember Chuck D said that he used to wear a stopwatch on his neck, and Flavor Flav took it to a whole other level. And he said the clocks kept getting bigger and bigger, so he just took his off. You know, remember rings? Remember everybody had the four-finger rings? You know, it went from one finger to two finger to three finger. It didn't look like a, you know, one of them, we call them brass knuckles. We got our own joints. We want them big. They want everything big. The dookie ropes. Who the heck invented dookie ropes anyway? The dookie ropes. It was huge. I had them too. So, I mean, I'm just saying, when we think about that, did that make us go into an excessive mindset that everything we do has to be big? Okay, what about them dolphin earrings, ladies? You know, you laughing at us about wearing dookie ropes. You used to wear the dookie, the dookie earrings. Them joints was so big. So was here. Did you ever wear them things? I know that women had problems because their joints were so heavy that your ear, the hole in your ear would basically get stretched out. And sometimes women's ears separated because those earrings were so heavy that sometimes they would just pull the hole down so far that your ears separated. They had to get surgery to get it fixed. Maybe we should ask some ladies, was hip-hop healthy for your ears? Because some of y'all ears are separated from that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. And again, it's not a knock on the culture. It's just some of the things that we did. If we look back, did it affect us mentally? Did it affect us physically, health-wise? Especially when it came to big poppers, right? Do we have space to play some more songs? Can we load up some more? Okay, cool. Because I want to give you a perspective, okay? Like, the first group that came out that exploited the aspect of big was, of course, the Fat Boys. Let's run a little bit of something that they did. Let's run it All You Can Eat, and then we'll talk about it.
$3.99 for all you can eat. While I'ma stuff my face to a funky beat. We're gonna walk inside. And guess what's up? Put the food on my plate. Add some coke in my cup. Give me some chicken flakes and fries. Living past me a lettuce of a passing by. So keep shoveling onto my plate. You give me some sweets and a lot of cake. Give me some hot macaroni and cheese. Give me some. The food, it's cold or hot. Put a burger on the plate and it'll hit the spot. We'll eat everything in an incredible feast. $3.99 for all you can eat.
All you can eat. All you can eat.
Yeah, cut that. Okay, now look. That right there is an example of, it was decent music, but they're talking about eating everything on the plate in the vicinity. And so we're saying that, look, that type of attitude, we were just trying to get paid, and, you know, people are appreciative of the size that they are, but it was exaggerated so much that it made us look to basically be unhealthy by eating too much. And, you know, Run DMC used to have a cut called Beats and Rhymes, you know, and it's almost like we got to the point where it could be meats and rhymes, because that right there made everybody feel like being fat was cool. And then, again, this is a hip-hop perspective, right? Looking back, look what happened. Overweight deaths, right? Now, I'm not saying the song caused it, but I'm saying that some of that made us think different, because look who died from that. overweight deaths. Buffy, the guy from Fat Boys, the song you just heard, that was Buffy. Buffy was 450 pounds. He died in 1995. Big Pun. Remember Big Pun? They said he went up to like 700 pounds. Died in 2000, like 28 years old. Both Buffy and Big Pun was 28. Barry White was overweight. Died in 2003. Luther Vandross, 54, 2005. Patrick O'Neill, 300, 2011. You know, it's a lot. You know, Dwayne Muhammad, Michael Duncan, Michael Clark Duncan. Remember the dude from the Green Mile? They said that he was going back and forth with his weight so much that his body broke down because they wanted him to, when he was in the movie The Green Mile, they wanted him to be as big as possible. So he ate everything he said he got his hands on. And then he had to, you know, get lighter for some other roles. And going back and forth, they said it messed him up. You know, Gerald Rivert is another one, 40 years old, 2006. And his brother, you know, overdose of prescription narcotics mixed with counter drug. So here's a question. Let's answer some of these questions. Tony 2 says, any music that destroys its people is unhealthy. This type of death is found in no other music but hip-hop. Well, I think, Tony 2, you're actually going a little deeper than we talked about. I mean, we're suggesting. We're saying that, I mean, listen, rock and roll, you got Kurt Cobain that committed suicide. You know, you got different aspects of music that produce a certain type of mindset that people sometimes take their life with, not just hip-hop. I'm not looking at it to basically cast negative dispersions to the point where we need to get rid of it. We just need to be conscious of it. And so I think, Tony, too, we love all of the people that's listening and giving their opinion. But that's interesting. You know, you can't just say it's just hip-hop, all right? See, Caustic says, hip-hop is an expressive art form which speak to reality. It may not be healthy to those who fear the truth, okay? That's something that it's, you know, Caustic is being a little more realistic, that he's expressing that hip-hop is actually an expression of what's going on in the arenas, in the streets, I mean, in the neighborhoods. So it's an expressive art form that speaks into what's going on. You know, it might not be healthy to those who fear the truth. Doc says, when you have a people who come from poverty, they portray those things they want to have. Okay, you know, that's another thing. You know, you're talking about big wheels, big cars, and that part is part of a person's dream to become large, to have a large bank account. See, those kind of big things are good. But we basically look at it like we're going to play the lottery. We're going to play the lottery to kind of finance our dreams. And we think that's part of that's not the way to do it, you know what I'm saying? At least not in my opinion, you know. And so I think that when you look at the hip-hop aspect, I think nobody really took – I mean, Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls was a big guy. And they said that when he got shot, that was something that might have happened – that might have helped him had he had been not so heavy. They might have been able to save him. They had said that it might have been a cause. But I think everybody really got the message when Heavy D passed away. When Heavy D passed away in 2011, you know, and I met Heavy D. We were in concert with him. When he died, I think that really got a lot of people's attention. But again, let's run a quick song. Run that song. That was one of his most popular, Overweight Lover.
Sitting in my room with my smoker jacket on. The fireplace is burning and the girlie is warm. Time to make my move, so gently I kiss her. Twist her in her ear and tell her that I miss her. She might try to pop the boyfriend jump, but I don't really care because I know he's a punk. I'll stop him like a roach if he tries to approach. He can't get close because I'm the one who broke. The broke of romance, so come on, take a chance. You don't need a long look, all you need is a glance. If you want to get warm, in my arms you belong. You have a problem, help us solve him up, it can't go wrong. When overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house. You said I couldn't do it, then it got done. And after you and I did it, you said it was fun. Now every day of your life you want to be with me. When you got time to spend, you spend time with Heavy D. I noticed that
that you hold me, gentle as a rose. I'm rough and tough, baby, but then I suppose that I had to be held in order to start holding. I think I got you hit, so let's start rolling, rolling.
The overweight lovers in the house,
the house.
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 The overweight lovers in the house,
lovers in the house.
The overweight lovers in the house.
The overweight lovers in the house.
Lovers in the house.
Heavy D was doing the thing. What he's talking about, that's the overweight lover. Now, you have to be proud of what you, you know, who you are. And so, Heavy D was doing his thing, right? But we're looking at it from, again, from a historical perspective. And Heavy D was overweight. And so he's pushing it. And he's basically saying the thing in the song, but to something that we have to do as elders of the hip-hop forum, to open up questions and say, could we have done something to save ourselves somewhat? Not take it completely out of context, but just adjust it a little bit. And so, I mean, it's you know, Heavy D, you know, he died of they call it a pulmonary blood clot in his lung. And see, and here's the thing that I'm talking about. You had P. Diddy, right? And P. Diddy, this is what he said about Heavy D. He said, Heavy D helped me get into the industry, real friend, someone I shared my lowest points, my darkest hour. And he had said that they had been to Miami and hung out for 3 days there. And he said that Heavy D got to know his chef very well. So he's saying that while he's down there, Heavy D is eating. And I'm saying, that, look, if you know that the guys and people that you're hanging with, I mean, you know if you're overweight or if you've got bad habits or if you're eating too much, you know it. And so your friends, we have to be a little more cognizant to understand how we can sometimes give people some advice or some basic, you know, just like some way that they can actually help themselves, because it could kill you. It could kill you. And then Sharpton, in his eulogy to Heavy D, he said, James Brown made us black and proud, and Heavy D made us fat and proud. And I'm like, what is that? I don't know if that's a compliment. You know, and speaking of Sharpton, if that was a compliment, he lost almost 147 pounds because he said he was too heavy. If you look at Sharpton now, Sharpton looked like a bobblehead doll. Yeah. Hey, we'll see. Have you seen him lately? I love Sharpton. Sharpton's my man, but his head is big, but his body is small. It looked like a bobblehead. I'm like, he's not fat and proud anymore. He's thin, you know, because he knows it's going to help you live longer, right? Okay, let's see. Okay, here's one. Overseer, in the 90s, in the 2000s, men were dying. Now women are under attack with the image of false bodies. Okay, you know what? I was going to get to that. We had the steroid issue back in the day where brothers was just getting exploded, putting steroids in their body and everybody looking like the Hulk, Barry Bonds, and you know, everybody. But see, the aspect of drugs and all of these things, and again, I'm not bashing hip-hop. I love hip-hop. But because we wanted big booties and big bodies, men did the steroids, and females, they did the booty roids. if you want to put it that way, it's booty roids. Because they had women that were making money giving booty shots. They said that one of these ladies was putting super glue to cover up the pinholes. And I mean, and some women have been getting all kind of infections and everything from this. And so, again, getting back on topic, we have to look at it and say, honestly, could we have done a little bit better and be proactive in what we need to actually do to kind of carry it to the next generation and live? You know, Al Sharpton, I mean, he lost 170 pounds in 4 years. Rick Ross, the Boss, they basically said that he's actually suffering from seizures. He was having two seizures every day. And they said that they think it was linked to being overweight. And he had claimed that he said it was a real eye-opener for him. And it put his life in perspective. And Rick Ross travels with an emergency medical kit. And he's lost over 100 pounds. You know, and so it's something that people are really paying attention now. Again, and you should. after all of this time, we have to basically start thinking a little bit different. You know, Eric Sermon, right? Eric Sermon was, that's EPMD. He had a heart attack right after Heavy D's death in 2011. He had a heart attack, you know, 45 years old. You know, remember Noah? You know, he's on a health kick. He became a vegan. He lost 65 pounds. And, of course, Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley be saying he want to lose weight. He ain't losing no weight. He did lose 38 pounds, though. Fat Joe was another one. Fat Joe lost 7 friends in 2010, right after Big Pun died. And he said all of them to heart attacks. And so Fat Joe lost a body. He said, yo, I lost 100 pounds because I'm looking at all my friends. And he was 47 at the time. That was 5 years ago. He's 43 now. You know, wait a minute, what was that? Let me see. Yeah, 5 years. So he's 44 now. So now he wants to live. So Fat Joe, that was his moniker his whole life, he's basically now not proud to be fat because he wants to live for his children and for himself. And so that's the perspective that we're talking about. And we're trying to be honest, and we're trying to be specific. Here's one. Samaya Suiyama Torres dies after getting a $2,300 worth of butt implants. She died from that. Trying to have a big booty, like Kim Kardashian or Nicki Bananas or whatever, Nicki Minaj, you know. It's crazy. And I don't know if that's particularly hip-hop, but I do know that we do promote that and we do like that. And so it's inherent in our culture and in our music to a certain degree. Real quick, here's another woman. Overseer, you got that Monique clip? There's another woman that talked about skinny women because she wants everybody to be proud to be big, right? That's what she talks about. Run it real quick when you get a chance because it's something that we're promoting.
I'm going to tell you something, too. See, at one time, you skinny b****s, you didn't respect us. A skinny bitch did not respect a fat bitch. And she didn't feel threatened by skinny, by a fat bitch either. She was real confident with her shit. She had a man. She see a fat girl come in the club. She ain't even blink twice. She said, look at that fat bitch. She going right to the little buffet table. Mm-hmm. And she was right, but that bitch didn't need to say that proves. You know what I'm saying? Look, skinny bitch. See, a skinny bitch is a confused bitch. It's starting at 10:30, bitch. You hungry, bitch. You're thinking. And walk your skinny bitch in the middle of my show. Eat something.
Just a little taste. We're late night, so we can. You get the idea. We beeped out the B word. But y'all know what it is. She's talking about. Y'all didn't respect us because we was big. And so now she's saying it's the time of the big woman. But then, switching up, her husband, she got married. She's 46. You know, I think this is maybe a couple of years ago. He said that he had looked at Monique, his wife, and looked at the bathroom and said, Mama, how much do you weigh? And she said, 262. She couldn't say 300 because she was lying. But he said, Mama, that's too much. I want you for a lifetime. So now she lost 82 pounds. So it's something that everybody, when you grow up and you're young and you get older, you have to basically see things a little bit differently, right? And all that really was just the aspect of the diet and stuff. Because even on the other side of that, you have the mental aspect of the culture of how we express ourselves and how we talk about certain things that are so abstract and so crazy. You can get into depressed states, you know, just to go over a few things real quick. Don Cornelius. What was going on with Don Cornelius? Don Cornelius was a superstar, you know, and he committed suicide, you know. Now, some people say that he had brain cancer, you know, and so we may not ever know, you know, what the real deal was. So maybe he was just depressed because he couldn't really conquer that thing. And so he just said, you know what, I want to go out on my own terms, you know. But not only him, it's just, you know, Jimi Hendrix, Michael Jackson. I mean, it's so many people. I remember hearing Jimi Hendrix say one day that once I can't make music the way I want to make music, that's when you won't see me around anymore. That was a quote. So he said, you know, he was going to take himself out. It seemed like that's what he was meaning. It's something kind of like, you know, my perspective on the superstars, and Jay-Z talked about it in one of his songs. He says that the crowd is like a drug. I mean, when you're on stage and you get this crowd and they're yelling your name and they're jumping up and everybody's screaming, when you get off stage, you're down now. You got to get something to get you back up. And that becomes more of a mental dependency on drugs. And that's the second topic that I wanted to go through real quick when we get back from the break.
Check in with The Chosen and get published through education. Isn't it better to learn the process yourself? Well, here's the company that can make it happen for you. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Visit the website, thechosen.org, register an account, and make the call and ask any intellectual property question you like by calling 1-800-442-7170. That's 1-800-442-7170, thechosen.org, dachosen.org.
Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000. Girl, you're working with some bag, yeah. This bag, yeah. Make it woo, this spin is cash, yeah. This last, yeah. Girl, proud when you pass, yeah. They mad, yeah. You could ride in a Jag, yeah. With that, yeah. You could smoke a fire bag, yeah. A grass, yeah. Got money, I can flash, yeah. And trash, yeah. I'm a bitch, I'm a player, yeah. Gun spray, yeah. A clear head, a flipper, yeah. Gray Billy, yeah. Like I be slinging wood, yeah. I'm out the hood, yeah. Let it be understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Got it. Dance, give me low, yeah, on the hard, yeah. You a cool here, broad, yeah, I want to draw, yeah. Hope you can do a trick, yeah, on the stick, yeah. You claiming you want a bitch, yeah, that ain't it, yeah. I'm the daddy with the money, yeah, don't act funny, yeah. Got birds and I'm running, yeah, about 100, yeah. Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You's a big, fine woman, want to back that thing up. Call me big daddy when you back that thing up. Girl, who would you playing with, back that thing up. Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You's a big, fine woman, want to back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that thing up. Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You's a big fine woman, want to back that thing up. You gotta poop it back, yeah. Make me laugh, yeah. Make a player wanna grab, yeah. All the grab, yeah. I'm sweating in the draws, yeah. All log, yeah. Wanna walk it like a dog, yeah. Break you off, yeah. Get money, don't get yours, yeah. That for sure, yeah. You're messing with my nerves, yeah. To the curb, yeah. I know you women know, yeah. Hate to show, yeah. But the jewelry got some more, yeah. About to flow, yeah. Frank bought the beach, yeah. For the street, yeah. We be making heat, yeah. After heat, yeah. The chest sitting nice, yeah. I wanna bite, yeah. I can hit it right, yeah. All night, yeah. Wanna bring it to my house, yeah. On the couch, yeah. Knock the c*** out, yeah. Get your mouth, yeah. I wanna see a show,
welcome,
yeah.
Back. Welcome back to The Philosophy. I'm your host, Philly Phil. Yeah, we're running a little short on time, so we're just going to get into it. The whole aspect of the mental part. What really happened to Whitney? What really happened to Michael Jackson? You know, what really happened to all of us that get into these different dependencies and we can't break them? You know, that's the question. You know, maybe we need to do a part two or something to ask questions of what is it about music that makes us so dependent on drugs? And why is that the customary thing to do? You know, Cypress Hill made a whole, their whole being was to promote marijuana, you know. But then you got all of these superstars that came up that way. Mary J. Blige, Casey and JoJo, you know, they almost said they were killing themselves. And that was hip-hop. The hip-hop aspect was like, look, this is something that we do. And they did it to so much excess that they almost killed themselves, and they made a reality show called Coming Clean, right? You know, Run DMC, Grandmaster D, all of them, they all Angel Dust cocaine. They were having problems. Criss Cross. What happened to Criss Cross? Chris Kelly committed suicide 2013. He OD'd, not necessarily suicide. He OD'd, which is almost the same thing, you know. So it's really, really, really crazy. And again, I'm saying it in conjunction with the aspect of, was hip-hop unhealthy? Did we need to look back and say we could have made some changes to adjust it so some of our lost soldiers would still be here? Because the key to this thing is not necessarily to get paid. You want to get paid, but you want to survive. We have to survive. So we have to do things to make sure that we're here as long as we can be, you know? The Mafia all used to say, I always have these different kind of acronyms that I remember that just pop into my head. Mafia used to say, the Mafia bosses, you know, they used to say, you know who's the most powerful person? The one that's still living. That's the most powerful person. And so, with that, let's see. Okay, here's another one. All of these songs have to do with big things that we promoted, right? This one by LL Cool J. Right? LLQJ is pretty cool, right? Healthy, and you know, he's in good shape, right? But he made a song called Big Old Butt. Let's run that.
I was at the mall, sipping on a milkshake, playing the wall, taking a break, admiring the girls with the bamboo earrings, baby hair, and bodies built to swing. That's when I seen her, her name was Tina, grace and poise, kinda like a ballerina. I said, how you doing? My name's Big L. Don't ask me how I'm living, cause yo, I'm living swell. But then again, I'm living kinda foul, cause my girl don't know that I'm out on the prowl. To make a long story short, I got the digits, called on my car phone and paid her a visit. I was spanking her and thanking her, chewing her and doing her, laughing cause my girl didn't know that I was screwing her. Laying like a king, my sheets are satin, that's what time it is, you know what's happening. She had a big old booty, I was doing my duty. I mean, yo, I admit that my girl's a cutie, but Tina was exotic, Earl's my witness, with the kind of legs that put stockings out of business. When I went home, I kissed my girl on the cheek, but in the back of my mind, it was a big butt freak. I sat my girl down, I couldn't hold it in, and said to her, with a devilish grin, Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to the high school about 3 o'clock to try to catch a cutie, ride my jock, my homeboy's Jeep, the system blasting, cold 40 dogs, smiling and laughing, girls all over, the kind I adore. I felt like a kid in a candy store. That's when I seen her, her name was Brenda. She had the kind of booty that I'd always remember. I said to my man, stop the Jeep, she's only 17, but yo, don't sleep. I kicked the base like an NFL punter and scoped the booty like a big game hunter. I said to the girl, yo, you look tired, let's go get some rest, relax by the fire. I put the big booty on the basket rug. She gave me a kiss, I gave her a hug. I said to the girl, them young boys ain't nothing. You wanna get freaky, let me kiss your belly button. I circled it and teased it and made a squeal. Grabbed a pack of bullets and pulled out the steel. When I was through, I wiped the sweat from my eyes. Went to the kitchen and got some sweet potato pies. Tina busted in my house while I was eating. You know what I said? Too bad you caught me cheating, but Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to Red Lobster for shrimp and steak around the time when the waitresses are on their lunch break. I pulled in the parking lot, parked my car. Somebody shouted out, I don't care who you are. I paid it no attention, I walked aside. Cause Brian had a 9 and he was chilling in the ride. I walked in the place, everybody was looking. And shrimp and steak wasn't the only thing cooking. I sat down to eat, ordered my food. I said to the waitress, I don't mean to be rude, but I'll take you on a platter. She said, you got a girl. I said, it don't matter. You look like you're tastier than piping hot pizza. What's your name? She said, my tag says Lisa. I said, okay, you're smart and all that, but when you get off work, yo, I'll be back. She looked at me and said, make yourself clear. L, where we going? I said, right here. She looked kind of puzzled. I said, you'll see. I pulled up at 10 on the DOT. When she walked out the door, I threw my tongue down her throat. Pushed her back aside and pulled off a coat. Laid on the table and placed my order and gave her a tip much bigger than a quarter. On and on till the break of dawn. All over the restaurant, word is born. I heard somebody coughing. I checked my watch. I couldn't believe it said 9 o'clock. I grabbed my pants, put on my Kango. Who did I see? Oh, yo, it was Brenda. Yo, she worked. heard the Red Lobster, but I didn't remember. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya.
Yes. All right. What we have, that those two songs kind of celebrated, or, you know, kind of like enunciated the aspect of the way that in our music we actually push certain things. And it's a mental aspect of what it does to not just being overweight, but having different types of choices and mental aspects of just bad health. And real quick, Nate Dogg, 2011, died of multiple strokes. Guru, 2010, cardiac arrest. MC Breed, Jay Dilla, Eazy-E, AIDS, DJ Screw, Pimp C, David Ruffin, all of these different things. ASAP Yams died of a mixture of opiates and benzophilion. I don't even know what that is. Benzodiazepine. Ridiculous. Dr. Dre's son, overdose of morphine and heroin in 2008. He was only 20. And so what we're really saying as we bring it to a close, what we're really saying is that the question is not a question to put down hip-hop. It's to lift it up in the aspect of looking at from a 34-year period or so, how long it's been, and looking at the things that we see that we might have done at a young age, kind of a frugal, narrow mindset. And as we get older, we teach the aspects of how we can survive and move into the new millenniums strong and moving forward. And so it's not a strike against hip-hop. It's more of a mindset to basically put it into the concept of for the future so we can live longer and we can actually have a positive impact on the things that we do so we can survive. Because like the Mafia said, the most powerful person survives. Okay, real quick. We're going to run this What's the Deal, yo, because we got to get that in before we get out of here.
What's the deal, yo?
All right, so, what's the deal, yo? What's the deal on the philosophy this evening? And we always tie stuff in, you know, in terms of the subject matter and what we're talking about. And this week's What's the Deal, Yo, has to do with my man Flavor Flav. How many of y'all knew that Flavor Flav, did you know he had a chicken shop, he had a chicken place over here? He has a chicken recipe. In 2011 in Clinton, Iowa, right, he basically opened up his own Flavor's Fried Chicken. They call it FFC, right? And he had a guy that ate some of his chicken and said it was so good because they said Flavor had a secret recipe. So they put money up and opened up a chicken spot with Flavor Flav's recipe. You know, I mean, it only lasted 3 months, though. I mean, it was open in January and closed in April. You know, but they said his chicken was good. And they go back and forth. Flavor said that the dude didn't have good management, and the other guy said that Flavor didn't know what he was doing, you know, as far as business. But I just thought it was really interesting, and I wanted to deal. You know, we always try to find something that's really kind of exclusive, but I just really thought that was interesting that Flavor Flav had his own recipe, and they had his face on the box with the Flavor Flav face and the chicken that is in his hand. It's just ridiculous. We don't know if what he was making was food, but hey, Flavor Flav kind of looked kind of thin, so you know, he might be in good shape. Maybe we need to get his chicken. Maybe his chicken is the antidote so we can stay thin. And I just thought that was a real interesting aspect of Flavor Flav. And so it was ridiculous. Oh, man. But, the Flavor Flav got a lot of juice, you know what I'm saying? That's how What's the Deal, yo. But Flavor Flav, on another note, you know, a lot of people don't know, man, Flavor Flav is a talented dude. He just looked crazy. You know, that dude, they say that dude can play 15 instruments. They said when he was young, he used to, he picked up instruments, and he used to basically, like, he used to take a lot of lessons, and then he just started to pick up instruments all the time and just try to learn how to play them. And so by the time he was in high school, he was in the marching band and everything. You know, people just think that because he looked crazy, that he ain't got no sense. But we thank everybody for listening. We're gonna be in effect, the Philosophy Show. Yours truly, Philly Phil. And like I said, the whole point is to uplift ourselves and look at it from an aspect of what we need to learn to do it better. And with that, my favorite example. Run That Big Pun with a throwback mix. Now, real quick, this is the one that Big Pun did when he found out that his life was basically going to be cut short because he was just too heavy. He was trying to lose weight, and they telling him that he was going to die if he didn't lose weight. So he made a song about it's so hard. It's hard to lose weight. And he talked about he didn't want anybody messing with his wife and lose his family. And he's talking about losing weight. And he's talked about it in a song. And that is our throwback music. And we'll see you next week.
You can catch me in the cherry red 150. Ooh. Got the grizzly locked in the stizzy. Pop the glizzy doing 60 down a one whizzy. Drunk pissy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people just popping bottles up in Sue's rendezvous. That spun the UE, lost the hubcap, was back to the shack. Came back in a what's that? Straight from Paris. Ooh. Jacob Debbie's baby cabbage, very jealous.
Nice.
Hot bird, cherry radish, fish out the dealer. Yeah. Got the whoop for the squealers. Yeah. Well, best for the killers, nothing less cause it's realer in the Big Apple, where it's quick to get your shit tackled. Enemies spit at your best friends, kidnap you, trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yo, yeah. You don't need no one.
Nope.
Talking about that you owe him, I'ma go for Dolo. Scarface, what I'm a Nolo. When beef, Bobby, solo, bustin' deep, throwin' bolos. It's hard.
It's hard work, baby. I just lost 100 pounds, I'm trying to live. I ain't going nowhere.
Like
I'm staying alive, baby.
Don't bust day one. And it's so hard.
That's my wife. I pay for them. Get your own, don't you hurt?
Just wanna crush my wife. Just wanna take my life. It's so hard.
I'm with the squad, we like dogs. Got just at the bar, the bar, the bar. The strip bars in Miami. Almost came home with the Grammy. Next year, bring you home 3 for the family. Watch me, you can catch a dive on Hitachi. Popping shit like a Nazi. Iced out like DiBiase. That Liberace. Versace. Somebody stop me, never that. Coming through that uptown, uptown. You know you're feeling that cash room. Hardcore, you can dance to. That old Biggie, give me
one more chance.
Take a glance and I'm off with yours. With both hands and off my drawers and drink me like the Source Awards. I love hip hop. I ain't even probably the best ever since alive. Tell a squad, down sleeping.
Yeah. What you say your name was again? And I know you from where? Elementary school.
Just wanna be like
I don't know you,
but
man.
They don't bust once, and it's so hard.
Money, that's you again. Go that way.
Just wanna crush my wife.
Loser.
Just wanna take my life, but it's so hard. Yeah, you ain't my wife. Taking my life, and if you just hate, just walk on by.